I didn't know it until it happened. Yep. Many things you learn all along the way.
Very interesting. So tell me what you think about Tishabov.
Yeah. I will.
It's very interesting to talk about Tishabov.
Absolutely. Good morning, everyone. We are now in the second month of Adar. I want to dedicate the shir to the memory of my father, Harini Kaparat Mishkavot Bimir Ben Moshe Yonatan, who died on Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, and now we're in Adar Bet. And the question I'm going to deal with today is, will the true Adar stand up? Which is the true Adar? Now let's put the facts straight on the table. We always celebrate Purim in which Adar?
Sheni.
Adar Sheni. You're correct. In addition to which, in Adar Rishon, on Yud Dalet and Tetvav, which are the numeric dates of Purim and Adar Sheni, we're also saying we don't do Hesped Vitanis, and we don't say Tachmon. Correct? Those are the facts. However, Adar Rishon versus Adar Sheni has many more ramifications. For example, if someone died in a regular Adar, when do you go ahead and commemorate the Yortzeit? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? If you write a shtar, be it a ketuba, a get, shtar mechiras chametz, you sold your chametz way before Pesach, and you wrote Adar. Which Adar are you talking about? So this is the question we're going to deal with today. As a word of background, I'm not going to deal with why we go ahead and do a leap year. That's in the first makor on the page. The second makor on the page, as you can see in Masechet Nedarim Daf Samech Gimel, the Gemara Mishnah brings a very interesting case. Konam yayin she'eini neituhem ad rosh chodesh adar. I'm in alcohol. Annette, what's it called again? Yeah, I'm in the AA. I'm not going to drink wine till Adar. And it's a leap year. What does he mean? Adar Darishon, Atzof Adar. Atzof Adar Rishon. It means Adar Rishon. The Gemara says, no. According to Rabbi Meir, it's Adar Rishon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Adar Sheni. I'll be precise. Adar HaRishon, Kotev Adar HaRishon. Adar HaSheni, Kotev Adar Stam. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says Adar Sheni is the true Adar when you say just the word Adar. And Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah, which brings it down to home, says as follows, because no one here is about to make a neder not to drink wine, especially when Purim is just around the corner. But the Gemara in Megillah says that here is the situation. Karuta Megillah ba'adar rishon minitabra shana. There's no calendar. The Beis Din next to the Beis Hamikdash decides after we read the Megillah, another rishon. Hey, we're gonna do a leap year. Karina fa'adar sheni. You repeat it in the second adar. And then the Mishnah says the following words, Ein bein adar rishon la adar sheni. The only difference between them is kriyat ha-megillah matanot la-evyonim. And then the Gemara says, as I said earlier, v'shavin behesev v'tami chasarin zebazeh. So everybody agrees that we celebrate Purim and adar sheni. Namely, we do kriyat ha-megillah and matanot la-evyonim, the mitzvot of Purim and adar sheni. And everybody agrees that in adar rishon, you don't eulogize and you don't fast on Yud Dalet and Tetzvav of Adar Rishon. Everybody agrees with that. However, comes the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi on the right side of the page and says, well, if that's the case, please tell me, with due respect, why? Why is it that in Adar Rishon, we have a little bit of Purim, we have like a leftover, what's the leftover? Hesped and Tanit, and Adar Sheni is the real McCoy. So what is that all about? And this, in my opinion, brings us to the machlokas, which is the true Adar, yeah.
I thought we were linking it to Pesach.
Wait, you're jumping ahead. We'll get there. Look in the Gemara. Look in the Gemara, Bruce. You're good. You're thinking ahead. It's great. But you bring your preconceived knowledge to the table. And when you do that, you jump ahead 5 steps and you want to know why everyone is not with you. The answer is you ran ahead. Let's see. You ready, Bruce?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you calm? That's good. Let's go. Everybody here ready? Rabbi Yezib or Rabbi Yossi Savar. There's a pasuk in the Megillah, B'chol Shana V'Shana, every year and year. Ma, Chol Shana V'Shana, Adar Samach L'Shvat, Afkan Adar Samach L'Shvat. Every year, what do we have? Remember the Jewish months? Let's go back to pre-1K. Kislev, Tevet, Shvat, Adar. So, everybody knows when Tu B'Shvat comes, after you eat those figs, and your stomach is no good for a day, you have a month till Purim. So why should it be different in a leap year? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel Savar. Rashbag, on the other hand, says, Bechol Shana Veshana, Ma Kol Shana Veshana Adar Asamuch L'Nisan, Avkan Adar Asamuch L'Nisan. Every year, pre-1K, we know that the minute we finish the Shalach Manos, our mommy tells us, oh my gosh, I have so much chametz in the house, it's only what?
A month
of Pesach, I'm going to go nuts, I'm getting a heart attack, give me a volume. Every year, Bechol Shana Veshana. So on the one hand, every year, except for a leap year, the minute Tu B'Shvat is over, we have a month till Purim. On the other hand, in a normal year, once Purim is over, we have a month till Pesach. In a leap year, everybody is, as we called in Chinese, is fablunchant. Because from Tu B'Shvat, it's 2 months till Purim. On the other hand, it still is a month till Pesach. So everyone doesn't know what to do. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yoisi, Mistaber Taima, Den Mabrin Ala Mitzvot. Rabbi Yezid, Rabbi Yossi makes sense. Why? Because we have a very ironclad halachic rule, and that is Ein ma'avirin al hamitzvot. If you have a mitzvah at hand, do it. Don't hesitate. Don't hem. Don't haw. And don't yawn. Do it. Example, this morning. Come on, guys. You woke up this morning, you brushed your teeth, you washed nagel vasa, you said moda ani, you did birkas hashachar, you came to shul. You came to shul. Now you tell me, which is more important, tefillin or talis? Which is more important?
Tefillin.
Tefillin's a mitzvah d'oraisa, you have to put on every day whether you like it or not. Talis, if you feel like it, it's a nice thing to do. But your hand touches the talis first. What do? You put on the talis first. Ein ma'avirin, al ha-mitzvot.
What does it mean?
Well, you got a big shayla then. You probably have to put on your tefillin first. So since it's an adar rishon, it smells like an adar, it's called adar, it's yudalad adar, there was a funeral, they didn't eulogize. A guy wanted to fast for kicks. We said, you can't do that. And ma'avirin ala mitzvot, let's do the mitzvah right away. So the Gemara says, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel might time us. So why is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel not agree? The first adar comes, do Purim. Now the Gemara brings Bruce's answers. I'm a Rav Tavi. Talmud Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Mismach Geula LeGeula Adis. We have the redemption of Purim, and we have the redemption of Pesach. We want to just a I can't say it in English. Just a position. There you go. We want to put them together. We want to link the redemption from Haman on Purim to the redemption from Paro on Pesach. We want to link them every year with a month in between. We want the Jewish people to feel redeemed for an entire month. How do we pull that off? The first Adar comes, we say, wait, we should celebrate Purim. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot should be the governing factor. But we want the Jewish people to feel redeemed for a whole month. So we're going to put Purim next to Pesach. Second answer, Rabbi Yezer Amar, Tamar Roshim Begomil Mehacha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's reason is not because we want the Jewish people to feel redeemed, and really we shouldn't, but we want them to feel good. The reason is, Dichtiv, it says in the Megillah, Lekayem et Igeret HaPurim Hazot, Hashenit. We have to fulfill the second notation of Purim. What's the second, says Rabbi Elazar, the second other. So we have a machlokas in the Gemara, which is the true other. According to Rabbi Yezid Rabbi Yossi, the first Adar. And his reason is very simple. I don't care which is the true Adar, but quite frankly, in ma'avirin ala mitzvot. Yedalid Adar comes, celebrate for him. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, no. Do it in the second Adar, either because we want the Jewish people to feel redeemed for a whole month, or because it says, V'kayemet igeret ha'purim hazot ha'shinit. How do we posken? Let's see the Rishonim. Right side of the page, the Tosfos. Yeah.
It just makes it look as if we're manipulating the calendar for the outcome, as opposed to there's some chashivut to the actual date.
There is chashivut to the date. Everybody agrees that you don't do hesped v'tanit on both. And everyone seems to agree, even though there's a machlokas in the Gemara, but we paskin that, we do Purim in the second. What we're trying to deal with is why. So let's see. The Tosfos says, "V'yesh nogim latzot yemei mishte v'simcha ba'barzav v'chamisha asal shel adar rishon, u'rehita d'matnin t'nami mashmaken mitekamar elam mikra migila bilvad matanot levyun michal dinyan mishte v'simcha zev zev shavim." Says the Tosfos, "I'm living over here, where I'm living in Ashkenazi land, and I see that some people do a little seuda on adar rishon. Instead of just eating lunch, they add a piece of bread. or they drink a l'chaim. They do a little more than usual. And the Tosfos says, why? Because as we can see here, the Mishnah says, "Ein bein other rishon la'other sheni." The only difference between them is mikra megillah matanot la'evyonim. So you don't read the megillah on other rishon, and you don't give tzedakah matanot la'evyonim on other rishon. Let's add in those two. What should you do in other rishon then?
Have a suda.
Says the Tosfos, "Velo nehira." What do those words mean? It's in the Tosfos many times. Velo nehira. Now here, in Aramaic, it's like clear. This is not clear. In English, we'd probably say, this is kakait. This doesn't make sense. Why? The Gemara says explicitly, noting that the Mishnah could maybe put you in the wrong direction, that the only difference between other Rishon and other Sheni is Mikra Megillah Matanot Levyonim, the Gemara is fast to point out, no! They're only equal in two things. What are they? Eulogies and fasting. Everything else, you push off to other Sheni. So therefore Tosfos says there's no Chashivut to other Rishon in terms of the Purim celebration. Micha de Simcha Mishna Leka Vechen Halacha Shein Tzarech Lahachmi La'asot Mishte V'Simcha Ba'ada HaRishon. And indeed the Tosfos is very consistent because he says that if you write Adar Stam Shel Me'uberet, if you write the word Adar, say in a Ketubah, what does it mean?
Sheni.
Makes sense. The Rambam, Sheni Shel Teyayin Ad Rosh Chodesh Anar, Im Hayta Shana Me'uberet V'lo Yada Shein Me'uberet, Kishen Adai No Asur, Ela Adar Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. So the Rambam is like the Tosfos. He basically says, if you know it's a leap year and you say Adar, for us Adar means the month in which we celebrate Purim, albeit Sheni. You got it. Kesef Mishneh, Mashpel Rabbeinu, the Halacha ki Rabbi Meir, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, that Adar Sheni is the true Adar. On the other side, unlike the Tosfos, the Ran disagrees. The Ran says that, Asurin Zeba Zeba, Asur Behetzer, Betarmit, Umisimcha, Mishneh Nafik, Etamir, Magamara, Simcha, Melamed, Shasur Behesped, Mishneh, Melamed, Shasur Betanit, Bekarov Adavar, Gamken, Churil Abot Besuda, Beyodin Dalet, Sheberishon, Aval Inan, Lishloach Malnot, Kivan Zaman, Amatanot, Lev Yom, Zemeik, Mehoel, Besheni. Says the Ran, I'm reading the Mishnah straight. What did the Mishnah say? The only difference in other Rishon and other Sheni is Mikra Megillah, other Sheni, and Matanot Le'Evyonim. The Ran, being the Ran, says, we know that Mishloach Manot is always on the day of Matanot Le'Evyonim. Why? Don't know why. When there's a Purim Meshulash, a three-day Purim in Yerushalayim, then we always say that Mishloach Manot and Seuda is on the third day. The Matanot Le'Evyonim is on the day you read the Megillah because the Aniyim are waiting after the Megillah reading to get their handout. But if the Ran says Matanot Le'Evyonim, Mishloach Manot both start with a Mem, the other Sheni, I'm willing to live with it. And whoever says the Ran, I'm reading the Megillah, the Mishnah straight. The only difference between other Rishon and other Sheni is the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, Matanot Le'Evyonim, and Mishloach Manot. There's one more Mem that the Mishnah didn't talk about or the Gemara. What's that? Mishte, or as we call it, Mishte v'simcha, or as that the Jews call it, the Seuda. So therefore, says the Ran, you should do a Seuda in Adar Rishon. And the Ran says in a different place in Meseches Nagarin, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that the true Adar is Adar Rishon. And therefore, even though for whatever reasons we have, we're putting Purim on Adar Sheni, the true Adar is Adar Rishon. So, to make a long story short, there's a machlokas in the Gemara. It eventually gets to Rishonim. The Tosfos says the true other is other Sheni, other Rishon is useless from our perspective. It doesn't have any chashivus except for Hesped Betainis. And according to the Ran, no! The only difference between them is that in other Sheni is the actual date in which we read the Megillah Matanot Levena Mishloach Manot. But Mishte V'Simcha, you should do in Adar Rishon. The Rashba, indeed, the Meseches Nedarim says we passed with Rabbi Yehuda, Adar Rishon, the true Adar. So to sum up, we celebrate the mitzvot of Purim. Three of the mitzvot, everybody agrees, Mishloach Manot, Matanot Le'Evyonim, and Mikra Megillah and Adar Sheni. For whatever reasons, Bruce's reason from before, put the two Geulas together, whatever it might be. However, When the Mishnah says Ein Bein, there's no difference except for Hesed B'Tainus. Ela Mikra Megillah Matanot Levyonim. Is it just those three? Or it means the whole Purim? Namely, is the Mishnah basically saying to us that the true Adar is Adar Sheni? But the Mishnah didn't talk that way because they want to be nice to us. So they said, the only difference in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is that you do Mikra Megillah Matanot Levyonim and Adar Sheni, which is another way of like saying the true Adar is Adar Sheni. Or, like Duran, no. The true Adar is Adar Rishon. And the Mishnah is very careful in saying, no, the mitzvot of Purim you do in Adar Sheni, but the true Adar is Adar Rishon. Nafka Mina between them, obviously, is a Yortzeit. According to the Tosfot, when do you commemorate a Yortzeit? Adar Sheni, because the Mishnah is like saying Adar Sheni is the real Adar. And according to the Ran, it's Adar Rishon. The Rosh has an interesting position in between. It's just important.
Every, what, four years?
Three, 4 years, yeah.
Right.
You should know that the Rosh, by the way, I'll just place in parentheses, has a different reading in the Gemara. He says the Gemara has absolutely no relevance to what we're talking about. The Gemara is talking about a very unique situation. It's talking about when they read the Megillah and Adar Rishon, like the Gemara says, yes. And then they went ahead and made a leap year. And that situation says the Rosh, you have to repeat it in Adar Sheni. But in a regular year, like our years, when we know, you don't have to repeat it. So that's a very special shita. But from our perspective, the shita of the Tosfos and the Ran are the most important, which is the true Adar. If you turn the page, let's see the halacha, what the situation is. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yom Yudalet v'tet tvav sheba Adar Rishon. Yesh omrim tza'af v'esped v'ta'anit mutarim. One day is, it has no relevance whatsoever, it's absolutely useless, it's just a date on the calendar, and therefore you can eulogize and you can fast, everything's the same. That's on the right side of the page. On the left side of the page it says, Yesh omrim shechayav laharbot v'mishta v'simcha shebiyudal v'adar rishon ve'ino agimke. He says some people have this minhag that on Adar Rishon, when it comes to Yudal, they do a Purim Katan. Ve'ino agimke, that's not the minhag. Umikol makom, he says, Yarbek tzat besuda, says the Ramah, maybe you should add a piece of bread. Just maybe, maybe the Ran is correct. And he says the beautiful words, V'tov lev mishte tamit. Anyone want to translate? Most famous words in the Ramah.
A
good heart should always feast.
Yeah.
Namely, if there's an excuse for Jews, if there's an excuse for Jews to come ahead and farbrengen, if there's an excuse for Jews to come together and have a meal, good idea.
Is it a drink?
Huh? No, mishte means a festive meal. Doesn't mean a drink per se.
Hmm.
Okay. Middle point of view, Eino flim opnehem. Me'eino rin nismu ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara, you know, between Ashrei Reva Letzion, v'asur behesped v'tainis. Aval shard varim ain no hagim bahem, and the Haggah says umina kisvara rishona. So we see the machlokas between the Tosfos and the Ran, which is the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, eventually comes down to the Shulchan Aruch. One day it says that there's no significance whatsoever to Adar Rishon. Everything's Adar Sheni. When the Gemara said ain bein, it's another way of saying Adar Rishon is useless. To the extent that it even says you know how to do Hesped V'Tainus against the Gemara. The other day it says, no, Hesped V'Tainus is written in the Gemara, we take it at face value, that's it. And the third point of view is, well, since it might be the true Purim, the Gemara did say, Mikra Megillah Adar Sheni, it did say, Matanot Levyonim Adar Sheni, but everything else, maybe you should do an Adar Rishon, right? Kedei Latzet, Yedei HaMachmirim, maybe we're right. So this is a very big machlokas. Quite frankly, the biggest nafkamina is a yortzeit. Now you'll say, what's the big deal about a yortzeit? So a guy has a yortzeit. What should you tell him? The Shulchan Aruch says in Orach Chaim Siman Tovkev Sanechet, Kishira Yom Shemit Avi Ve'imo Ba'adar, V'Hashanah Me'uberet, Yitaneh Ba'adar Bet. And the Ramah says, on the left side of the page, the opposite. You should do Adar Rishon. So what should you tell someone? Listen, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Say Kaddish on both. So that's the simple for us to say. You know, light a Yortzeit candle on both. What's the big deal? Another 2 shekel for a Yortzeit candle? You got to go to Minyan. A Jew should go to Minyan every day. So therefore saying Kaddish on both, no big deal. Right? Lighting two yahrzeit candles, no big deal. So what's the big deal? Bruce, this is a huge deal. You know why? Because there was an ancient custom that's written in the Shulchan Aruch, and I quote, everybody ready? Left side of the page, Yoredeya, Hilchos Avelus, Tav Bet. As a mourner, and as a Yotzon right now, I'm reading much more Avelus books. You wouldn't understand. In Hilchos Avelus, everyone has to understand. There's Halachos, which is about this thick, very small, and then there's Minhagim, which is about this thick, very big. So Hilchos Avelus, I took 6 exams to become a rabbi. The last was Hilchos Avelus. It was a joke compared to Basar B'Chalav, Nida, Shabbos, and everything I took prior. A Reuven, Mikvah, whatnot. Okay? Hilchos Avelus is from Siman, Shin Mem, 340, till Tav Bet or Tav Gimel. That's it. Very simple. There's one siman that's a little bit complicated about a kohen and tumah. Another siman about if people are sitting shiva in two different places. Other than that, halachos. Then you have minhagim, galore on avelus. I mean, books and books. It can fill up this whole shelf. Now, this is a minhag written in the Shulchan Aruch. This is not some favof in a book somewhere, out of nowhere, out of left field. Someone said, wow, we have this minhag. No, no, no. This is right here. Everybody ready? Bruce, you ready for this? Okay. When is your yard site? You have 2 yard sites.
23rd
of Iyar.
23rd of
Iyar. Yeah.
I'm going to start the 23rd.
Of course, you have a leap year. So, 23rd of Iyar. This is what the Ramah says to Bruce to do on the 23rd of Iyar. Mitzvah litanot yom shemeit bo avivo imo. It's a mitzvah to fast on the day that your father and your mother died. And if they died in Adar, and it was a leap year, ha'ikar litanot ba'adar rishon. Afal pi sheyesh kolkin kachu ha'ikar. Ramah is consistent, the real Adar is Adar rishon. The Shulchan Aruch is consistent, the real Adar is Adar Sheni. So simple, Bruce. Say Kaddish on both, light a Yortzeit candle on both. You want to fast on both? You better make a decision. You better make a decision because you're not going to tell someone fast a month after a month. Let's remember, in the month of Adar, there's another fast day. Anybody remember what it's called? Oh, thank you. What are you going to tell them? To fast twice? So quite frankly, we got to make a decision. We got to make a decision. We also got to make a decision what we're going to write in the ketubah and the get. Look at the next page on source on the page. Hilchos halva shtei shavot shenasu b'shnabu uberet v'iv shneim nichtav adar stam havei kemosh ketuv b'shneim adar rishon. So if you write a star, it says adar. Says the Ramah, what does it mean? Adar rishon, which can have many ramifications, many ramifications. Okay, if you really get married in adar sheni and he wrote adar rishon, that's a star mugdam. That's a problem. So quite frankly, we have to make a decision. This reminds me of a very, very, very important halacha that we'll deal with one day. What happens if Rosh Chodesh comes out Motzei Shabbos and your Shalosh Chodesh goes from Shabbos into Motzei Shabbos? Do you say both Ritzei and Yalei V'Yavol? Do you say just Yalei V'Yavol? Or do you say just Ritzei? So in order to avoid the machlokes, someone would say bench before Shkia. Some people will say Ritzei, some Yalei V'Yavol. Now it's very easy for me to say both. Even though it seems like they're contradicting each other, because if it's Shabbos, it's not Sunday. If it's Sunday, it's not Shabbos. We have an interesting situation here. If you can tell someone to fast, you better make a decision. Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. Yeah.
Is there an issue here that there's Adar Rishon and Sheni as a way to Adar? And Purim is a separate issue.
Purim is a separate issue. Everybody agrees Purim is an Adar Sheni because we want to we want to make the two Geulas together. But
other than that,
No. Other than Purim, for your site, for what you write in a shtar, there's a big machlokas for Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tosfos and Ran, the Shulchan Aruch, and Ramah. And we'll just go over the shir again. We started with which is the true other machlokas in the Gemara. When do you write Adar? In another word, when you just write Adar?
Sheni.
When do you write Adar Sheni or Rishon when you just write Adar? And this went down to the Machlokes, where the Gemara talks about Ein Bein, there's no difference except for Hesped V'tainis. Does that mean, okay, only Hesped V'tainis, but everything else, really the real McCoy is Adar Sheni? Or no, when the Gemara says, you do celebrate Mikra Megillah and Matanot Lev Yonim and Adar Bet, does that mean in Adar Aleph nothing? What does that mean? Those are the only two things in Adar Sheni. Everything else should be done in Adar Rishon. And we saw that it comes down to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch brings three points of view. One is Adar Rishon, useless, nothing, has no significance. The other says, no, it might have significance. Do a little mishteh, because that's the one thing the Gemara didn't talk about. All it talked about was Matanot Lev Yonim and Mikra Megillah. And the third point of view was, could be. Could be. So, this comes down to the question of Yortzeit. And if you fast on a Yortzeit, you better make a decision. Shulchan Aruch says Adar Sheni is the real Adar. And the Ramah says Adar Rishon is the true Adar. So once again, everybody agrees that we celebrate the mitzvot of Purim, namely Mikra Megillah, Matanot Lev Yonim, and we'll add in Mishloach Manot and Adar Sheni. And everybody agrees, except for one day in the Shulchan Aruch, Asur Behesper, the Tainis, and Adar Rishon. What's the Machlokes? How do you read a piece of Gemara? It says, the only difference is that you do Mikra Megillah, Matanot Lev Yonim, and Adar Sheni. So that means Adar Rishon, Yudalad Adar, is nothing? Or no? What does the Gemara leave out? Mishteh. So we got to do Mishteh and Adar Rishon as well. And on this issue, it's very easy to be Machmir. Right? Do both. Get drunk on both. But gentlemen, Yortzeit, if you're going to fast on a Yortzeit, you better make a decision. If you're going to write just Adar in a Shtar, be it a Ketubah or something else, you better make a decision. So, everybody agrees Purim is an Adar Sheni, the mitzvot of Purim. But does Yud Dal Adar Aleph have significance? Big machlokas with the dafkamina being, if you just wrote Adar, you just said Adar in a neder, what do you mean?